Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
At no point, and this will baffles me, and I can't believe this hasn't been a thing, and I think the recommendations from PGM or after that, are they going to do this? There is not one time where anyone says, we're checking the original decision is offside. Like, again, we watch all sports, so in rugby it'll be, I've awarded the try,
yeah.
But, or in cricket, the original decision is out,
yeah.
But I watch the NFL,
yeah.
And it's even the same. Mm-mm. The ruling on the field is completed catch. That is under review. At no point does anyone say anywhere, Luis Diaz's goal, the original decision is offside. We are checking if that's correct. They just say, checking offside. So that, again, I know they're going to change that, but oh my God, they've been doing this for years. And that was, how is that not a thing? I just presume, again, maybe more fool me that I trusted their competency more than I should have. There's got to be at some point, the first conversation should be, we're checking the original decision is this. And the fact that wasn't a thing, that just blew my head. I was like, they haven't once suggested what the thing is here. This is mad.
No, you're right. You are absolutely right. And it's mad because Chloe's right in as much as everyone watching that, they can see what the decision is. We all know what the decision is. Luis Diaz stops celebrating. Liverpool don't go wild. The score doesn't change. The line has got his flag up.
The ball isn't on the halfway line.
Exactly. The goal's been disallowed. So you should be of the opinion that the person watching it, whose sole purpose it is to watch that and get that decision right in terms of what they think's happened, they should know. So it should be foolproof, but clearly it isn't. Clearly it's not idiot proof. So you're right to the point. There should then be an explanation, because the same applies in cricket. When you watch a game of cricket unfold, you know whether the umpire is giving him out or not. You can tell by what's happened. The guy starts walking off, whatever it may be, they review it. But they still reiterate what the original decision was. Just to make sure, because then it is foolproof. You're right. They're doubling down on what's happened. So there can be absolutely no grey area. There can be no, oh, I forgot what you said, sorry. And you would have thought the football would have learned lessons prior to this happening, but it's taken, what are we now, 4 or 5 years into the inception of VAR, and still it takes this to happen for the most simplest of rule changes to be applied. It is so daft, and I thought, like you, we were dealing with I thought we were dealing with competent professionals who were getting paid good money and they knew what they were doing. Therefore, did you really, even that was in place already, or did you really need it? Because surely no one could be that bad at the job. Turns out you did need it, and they can be that bad at the job.
The problem I have is I'm pretty sure Howard Webb came out on Sky Sports the other day and brought audio with him, and on the audio they did state what the hell they were looking at. They stated what was given on the field, what they were looking at, and why they believed it needed to be overturned or needed to be looked at. So they were actually there in the audio that Howard Webb put on Sky Sports to make VAR look wonderful. So if it's, why is it happening in some and not
because
in others?
I think that's when they're changing a decision. He thinks the decision's onside, so right. He doesn't do it. That's my point. Even then, there's got to be a word, yeah. Where you go, the ref just says,
a checklist almost.
There's a list of saying, we're checking it now. The original decision was offside. And then that would have given the ref, if he goes, the original decision was onside, and then the linesman, the ref, somebody else, the seven officials they've got could have gone, no.
It wasn't.
If he says the original decision is offside, then none of this happens.
The only thing is, though, is that the lino does say, I am pulling that back for offside, mate.
Yeah, but
so you've literally got the decision there.
He should know.
Like, he's just not taking any notice at all to anything. But the other thing, Aaron made the point earlier, is that they're coming out and saying, you know, as a response to this and this error, what we're going to do is we're going to tell our, you know, officials that it is important that we get the correct decision, even if it takes longer than just hurrying it up. But that was the whole point of VAR to begin with. It was that no matter how long it took, at least we'd come down to the correct decisions. So that is what I was told.
No, they've
and
put
what
an
I
emphasis on speed this season. They've put more of an emphasis on speed, but, which you're right, has meant this has happened, basically.
Exactly,
you know?
But they didn't do it against Calvert-Lewin, which took them over 3 minutes to come to a conclusion if he was onside or off.
But this is the point, is that it isn't because it's such an easy one to get right. If that had been a goal and they made us wait for 2 minutes, we would have all kicked off and said, that's obviously onside. Mm. It's the fact that's the problem. The main problem comes from, for some reason, and I'm going to say this because we're on the paywall, so some fucking idiot, some dickhead has decided to not understand the rules of football or not understand his job, and he just thinks it's onside because it's obvious. I don't get it. What, I don't know. Again, the screen's in there. He can see the goal go in. And then
stop celebrating.
Yeah, there's no celebration. The ball is in the free kick position. Like, the refs with an arm telling them to wait. That's what does my head in about it. But that aside, Dan, we've gone through that. Listen, he's an idiot. He's a fucking dickhead. It's wrong.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The doubling down, and I felt at the time, and I might be wrong on this, so I thought Simon Hooper knew, because there's that bit where he gulps and it turns out he probably didn't, because he can't hear these conversations. This is the point of, and again, I've seen people come out, well, the laws of the game say that he wanted to restarted. He himself's going, he swears, wonder what he says, and then he goes, I just can't do anything. Oh my God, I can't do anything. Like, he's panicking, you can hear it in his voice. I think if I was a match official or whoever, I would be quite comfortable with him saying, even when that ball goes out for a throw-in, stop the game a second, Simon. I want to tell you what's happened here. Mm-hmm. Here's what's happened. What do you want to do about it? Do you want to speak to Jürgen and Ange and tell them? Yeah. And maybe Ange will let Liverpool kick one in. That's an option. We've seen it before. Like, things. There's. Do you want to give the goal anyway? Shall we just fuck the rules off and say, listen, we either double down on a bad decision or we break the rules, we'll take the slap on the wrist, but Liverpool are correctly 1-0 up. Mm-hmm. The fact that he doesn't inform the man who's in charge of the football match just doesn't tell him anything. And all he's saying to me is, can't do anything. It's a bit like, you know, as a kid, my dad bought me a car and I crashed it after a day. And I remember sitting in the car with Claire at the time and I did the park car and I was going, I can't tell my dad. And she was like, you fucking crashed the car, Steve. He's probably going to find out. You might as well tell him. Yeah. Like, that was the same. Like, this fella's going to find out. They're going to know. The world knows you can't hide this error. Own up to it now and see if you can fix it.
Yeah.
They didn't do that. They just waited. And by that, nothing's happened. There wasn't even an option for the ref to go, you know what, we'll do something about it. They didn't know. And that, for me, is astoundingly bad.
No, it is, 100% it is, yeah, because for the betterment of the game, like, it might have been unprecedented to do what you're talking about there in terms of stopping the game after the fact and going back and either just awarding the goal or speaking to the managers. You'd like to think that both managers, obviously Klopp, would have been on board with this, but even Ange would have been, okay, you know, it's a bit mad, but I get it, like, you've made the mistake, let's go 1-0 down, essentially. It would have been unprecedented, but the mistake, the error, was so unprecedented that it warranted such actions, like, without a shadow of a doubt, because doubling down on a horrendous error like that has made you look so, so stupid. Like, there would have been a little bit of like, that was a bit weird, wasn't it? But it would have been done. Whenever the game finished, if that goal had been awarded, the conversation might have gone on for 5 minutes after the fact.
Should Ange have done that?
That would have been it. Yeah. We wouldn't be sat here on a Wednesday morning, but nearly, what is it now, nearly 100 hours after the fact going, that's a bit, what's happened, you know what I mean? How has this got to this? It's so, so bad. And people would have watched this, of course, but I spoke to Christina, the FIFA referee, yesterday, and she even said, even though it was so out of protocol, even she, as a lawyer, a referee, a VAR, who's told you can't do this, she would have been tempted to go, do you know what? This is a bit outside the box, but we need to make this right. We've got to interact now and get this goal awarded, which, however way we do that, because that's the sensible, the common sense approach. And they might have got a telling off. They might have got suspended for a week, whatever, because they broke protocol.
That's all you'll get now.
But it would have been the best outcome. It's the right. You can't ignore something as significant as a goal. I made this point last night on Twitter. Like, if there's two balls on the pitch, they stop the game immediately. If a dog runs on the pitch, they stop the game immediately. But if something like a goal has gone in 5 minutes earlier or whatever it may be that hasn't been awarded, oh no, we can't do anything about that. Sorry.
The game's restarted 20 seconds ago.
Insanity. Utter insanity. And you're right. To not have the wherewithal and the common sense and the knowledge to go, do you know what? A little bit mad, probably shouldn't do this, but it's 1-0 Liverpool. Let's fix it. It's nuts.
The difference is that they took the free kick and absolutely nothing came from it. It went straight to Alisson Becker. Then we go up the pitch and we've got a throw in. Not really to come from that. It's just gone out of play. It's about 30 seconds, if that, after the absolute mess up. And if you were in a lower league stadium where it wasn't as simple as to tell everyone what's going on, fine. But you're in a stadium that's new, that's got four massive screens and a person who can vocalise exactly what's going on. You've got a VAR computer to show exactly what's happened. All you had to do was go, Jürgen, and something's happened here. I'm going to actually show you so you've got proof of it as well. Just come over to the VAR. Come and have a look at the monitor and I'll show you exactly what's happened. We'll also show it on the four massive screens in this thing that everyone inside the stadium, and we'll notify Tottenham's announcer and they can tell you exactly what's happened. It was that simple.
Bit mad, but no one would have argued. They had ample opportunities to do that. I completely agree with you. And the fact they didn't is just nuts to me.
And it's interesting because I've seen a few, obviously loads of ex-refs have been in the media talking about this.
Yeah.
And they were all saying, like, you know, this wasn't in the rules to have this in place because it should never have happened. It's that unprecedented that a check has happened and they've come, even if you disagree with VAR, a decision they make, they've at least made their decision correctly in their eyes.
Yeah.
So, for example, I was thinking the penalty decision in Nottingham Forest Brentford, it's a pen. It just is.
Yeah.
But someone's looked at that, he's taken the time and he said to the referee, no penalty, check complete, or whatever he said, check complete. He doesn't think it's a penalty. This guy in the booth thinks it's offside. He thinks it's onside, the goal. He thinks it's, that's a difference, Dan.
Yeah.
That isn't someone saying, you disagree what we're saying, but he's inadequately...
Got the wrong end of the stick.
Factual.
It's a communication issue. It isn't a decision-making issue. It's a communication issue. Even the guys who draw the wrong fucking lines, they think it's offside. They don't think it's onside. The game... This is my point in that I think, you know, laws are... Yeah, respect the law, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes the right thing to do is to go, you know what, that's fucking stupid. Like, it just is absolutely stupid and we just ignore that and we crack on and we take the slap on the wrist. There was nothing in place to do it, but because he's, again, it's almost like he's hidden behind the fact of the rules of the footy. We've seen the games before, mate. Listen, we've seen, like, you know, the rules of footy say a foul's a foul, but refs are lenient sometimes. That's his first yellow. I might let him away with that one, or do I really want to send him off for arguing back with me? You know, things like this. Yeah. They bend the laws all the time. They, you know, they do it all the time. They could have done it here, and that's what does my head in. He's gone. He's just gone. Can't do nothing. If I smashed a bottle of water on the floor here, glass bottle, it went everywhere. I can't do it. No, fucking fix your error, you fucking dickhead. Yeah. Like, that's what wound me up.
Well, he made himself public enemy number one by not doing anything. Getting it wrong in the first place is bad, but then not rectifying it after the fact, once you've realised your mistake, is just makes it 10 times worse. And that's where we are now because of the audio. But he had the opportunity there to garner some respect. Like, they're big at the minute on respect to referees and sort of, you know, they're doing the jobs to the best of their ability, they're professionals, so on and so forth. But they had the opportunity to really sort of go up in everyone's estimations. If they'd have come back and fixed that, Tottenham fans might not have liked it, but outside of that, every single football fan would have been like, do you know what? Fair play. Like, they've made a huge error, but straight away a bit of common sense has been applied. They've actually broke protocol to make sure that the betterment of the game's been achieved and the right outcomes happened.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.